Yeah, we're live. This is the Freedom Fiends talk radio musical extravaganza, one of two actual libertarian shows syndicated on radio. The other is Free Talk Live. And we are bringing you the truth. That's what all radio shows say. Wake up, America. We're bringing you the truth. But we are bringing you actually, I say that on the nighttime show. But we are bringing you the truth. And there's not a lot of it out there. And I am Michael Dean from the Freedom Fiends, also known as the Iron Hamster. On the other end of the inner tubes, we have Nikki Darling, also known as Freedom Master, calling in from in the shadow of Mordor on the Pacific in the People's Republic of Maryland. How are you today, Nikki Darling?
I'm excellent, and it's actually the Potomac, not the Pacific.
I said the Pacific?
Yeah, well, you lived in San Francisco for so long.
I used to live on the Potomac. I was a homeless guy in Georgetown, D.C., Washington, D.C.
That's a bad place to be homeless.
Yeah, it was a lot nicer back then, though, in the early 80s. Yeah, I I was a homeless guy with a job. You don't see a lot of those. I actually lived in an abandoned factory down at the end of M Street down by the river. I don't think it's there anymore. There's a church down there. It was right next to the church. I think they've probably turned it into condos by now. But
Yeah,
I was homeless by choice, kind of. I ran away from home at 19 and hitched a ride to D.C. with a friend. And lived, wanted to live the dream. So I was homeless, but I wasn't taking money from the government. I was, I got a job at a place called Naturally Yours, which is a health food restaurant that still exists. There's one in DuPont Circle, but this one was on Prospect and M, or Prospect in Wisconsin. Yep. I don't think that one's there anymore, but yeah, and I had to wear a tie. I would like wake up in an abandoned factory and had an alarm clock in my backpack, and I would kind of stumble out of there and then like find a, it'd be like 6 a.m. and I'd find a parked car and like put my tie on, looking in the rearview mirror, standing next to a car, and then go work.
That's great. That's responsible.
It is. It is. It was the way to be back then. I was writing a novel. I had to do some research. So I don't like to go full on to tyranny, but we're going to start with going on full on to tyranny. Oh, this story. I really hate covering bad cop stories because they're so bad, but this, and because so many people cover them, but I was thinking about it. Not many people cover them on syndicated radio, and it's an audience that needs to hear this stuff. They need to know not just your tax dollars at work, but the immorality of things the government do in your name with your tax money. Drug Task Force, this is from, The Washington Post, Radley Balco writing. Drug Task Force that burned a toddler this week also killed an innocent pastor in 2009. After Georgia's Mountain Judicial Court narcotics criminal investigation and suppression team burned a toddler with a flashbang grenade during a drug raid Wednesday, the sheriff, Joel Terrell, told Access North Georgia, "The person I blame in this whole thing is the person selling drugs," Terrell said. That's the person I blame in all of this. They are no better than a domestic terrorist, says the cop who throws bombs through windows at babies. They are no better than a domestic terrorist because they don't care about families. They didn't care about the family, the children living in that household, to be selling dope out of it, to be selling methamphetamine about it. All they care about is making money. Man, the pot calling the kettle black. These cops threw a flashbang grenade through a house where they should have known, or could have known, or even if they didn't know, there was a baby there, lands in the baby's crib. The baby is now in a coma, may die, and the guy responsible for throwing basically a small low-power bomb through a window of someone who's not being violent to anyone else is calling the people violent. That is insane.
And you have to wonder if this cop feels bad at all for after he heard about it.
Obviously not, if he's calling the people in the house terrorists when he is behaving exactly like a terrorist. Now think about the definition of terrorist is someone who causes widespread terror for, you know, political or economic means. That is what this guy's doing. You know, we have one of our co-hosts on the show is a former prosecutor, Randy England, and he's now a criminal defense attorney. He's one of the good guys now, and he used to be one of the bad guys. Mm-hmm. And he said that, you know, he would never approve people on his team, I guess you'd say, writing no-knock warrants. He said the only reason he could see a no-knock warrant is if somebody, or a no-knock situation where they just enter a house, is if, you know, someone is being held captive and about to be killed, like a, you know, hostage situation.
Yeah.
And in that situation, police don't even need a warrant because it's an exigent circumstance. So we've got this whole culture now, this police culture of just judges just rubber stamping no-knock raids. Now, no-knock raids, the idea is, well, they have drugs in there, they'll flush them if we knock. I don't see anything that's worth risking life like that for. It risks the life of cops, too, because a lot of people, if you bang in their door, are just going to start shooting. And I kind of think they're right to do so because, you know, how do you know the difference between cops yelling police and banging in your door and a gang, you know, non-police gang yelling police and banging in your door like they do in home invasions in big cities and sometimes in small cities? This cop is just acting like a terrorist and calling someone else a terrorist.
Yeah, I mean, in the middle of the night, if I'm awoken with my door being broken in, I'm not going to know who it is. And if I had a weapon, I would definitely, my instinct would be to pick it up and defend myself.
Yeah, and just think about the concept of how is it ethical, you know, if government's by the people, how is it ethical for the government in the name of the people to do things that no individual could do? If an individual threw a flash bang through anyone's window, they'd go to prison for a long time. If they threw a flash bang through a cop's window, and you know, it landed in his baby's crib, they'd probably be facing the death penalty for attempted multiple murder.
Yep. Well, this all comes down to it's all for the children, but really the war on drugs is to blame. It's the war on drugs. And obviously looking at Colorado and how, you know, legalizing marijuana there has brought the crime rate down 50%. Maybe Georgia needs to look at those statistics too.
Yeah. It's also actually taking a dent out of the profits of Mexican drug cartels legalizing pot in a couple states in America.
Yeah, and the cartels now, I think because they're losing money, somehow they're controlling the prices of limes. And I went to the store yesterday, and limes are like $10 a bag.
Yeah. Yep.
It's ridiculous.
That is an interesting unintended consequence. And they do say, you know, the war on drugs is for the children. They tell lies like that. You know, there's a few things they always use to lie to get away with things. The government always does this, whether it's, you know, bailing out banks or having roving bands of, you know, guys who dress like terrorists. They wear balaclavas over their face. They wear bulletproof armor. They run around with assault rifles and kick in doors, shoot dogs, shoot babies, shoot grandmothers. It's always either for the children or to prevent the terrorists. And, you know, meth is a heck of a drug. It's terrible. It tears you up. I've been around a lot of people who did it back in the day in San Francisco. I'm coming up on 20 years sober, and I used to be a drug user. And I will say this, the war on drugs does far more damage than the drugs themselves. And I don't even care if you're talking about meth, which is probably the most ravenous drug there is. And a lot of the reasons that they can point at things like, oh, here's all these faces of people who are destroyed by meth. A lot of that is because they're using street meth because meth is illegal. If meth were legal, it wouldn't have the adulterants that do that kind of thing. The crime that's associated with it, you know, people doing burglaries to support a drug habit, that's because it's illegal.
Well, meth is also, it makes you so paranoid. It does really mess with your psyche.
Yep. And, you know, in a libertarian paradise, there'd probably be an area called Methton where those people would live. And I wouldn't go there.
No, nope, me neither. But I will tell you, I love children. And I'm going to play devil's advocate here, though. Living in being a child and living in a house where they're making meth can be very dangerous.
They weren't making meth in this house.
No, exactly. But I can guarantee you, if this kid does survive, he will be taken away from this family forever.
Oh, yeah. Well, yeah. You know, the danger of being in a meth house is being burned, chemical burns or explosions. But hey, with cops throwing flashbangs into the crib, who needs the meth lab?
And that could have started a fire if they had been cooking it. Definitely.
Yeah, and this won't change anything. There'll be an investigation. There might even be a lawsuit. The cops won't personally have to pay anything. It'll come from the state or the city or the county, which it should. And, people say, don't look to the government for anything. If the government ever harms me or my family in any way, even close to this, I am going to use every resource and the rest of my life to sue them to the ends of the earth, including the people personally who did it.
I mean, I understand that, but I just feel like it's a losing battle. You'll never win.
People do win sometimes in situations like this. I think this lady will win, especially because it's not known that she was doing drugs. You know, she had somebody living in the house she was renting. Who knows? You know, she might not have even known there were drugs being sold in the house. That is possible.
That's true. And these task force definitely need to get their intelligence better, because I've heard that it's faulty intelligence, you know, like 80% of the time, which causes these raids.
Well, this same crew, the story goes on to say that this same drug task force in 2009 shot a minister who was ministering to a woman who was trying to get off drugs. He met her in her car to give her $23 he had to help cover her rent. Mm-hmm. And the cops thought he was doing a drug deal and, you know, came out all gooned out, dressed in goon clothes like they do, rushed his car pointing guns. He thought it was a car jacking, put his car in reverse and attempted to escape. In the process, nicked an agent. Another agent opened fire, killing him. And he, as he was dying, he told the hospital staff he thought he was being robbed and said, "Who shot me?"
Hmm. So sad.
So the war on drugs leads to the war on honest, good people. You can't support liberty and support the war on drugs. And the war on drugs leads to you getting your guns taken away, even if you've never done drugs, because that's how they're doing it these days. We'll be back with more on the Freedom Fiends.
You're listening to The Freedom Fiends, an invigorating alternative to those other shows. Have you ever wanted to move to the land of LibPair? Libertarian paradise, where there's fun for everyone that doesn't initiate force on others, fun for the kids, parties for the adults, buy and sell in silver or Bitcoin, scenic hikes and gun shoots, speeches to educate us all. The Porcupine Freedom Festival is LibPair in the White Mountains of New Hampshire for a week this summer, June 22nd to 29th. Get your tickets now before there's no more room. Porkfest, the event of a lifetime. Porkfest.com. That's PORCFEST.com.
The Central Scrutinizer is a Soviet-style Leviathan trying to keep track of all you do. That's why I use a VPN, or virtual private network, from Bola VPN. Bola VPN is inexpensive, secure, and will allow you to use your computer without leaving a trail. Bola VPN is now also offering torrent seed boxes for safely sharing media with the world. And if you open a support ticket saying you heard about them from the Freedom Fiends, they'll add 3 extra days free. That's Bola VPN at BOLEHVPN.net.
Michael Dean, Freedom Fiend. Michael Dean, the Iron Hamster, and over there is Nikki Darling, Freedom Master. That sounds like some new dynamic duo, Freedom Master and the Iron Hamster.
Yeah, our wrestlers.
Yeah, that's my wrestling name. So the call-in number, we're actually going to take calls today if you want. Numbers, if you're listening live, which is noon, it's like noon 23 Central Time, if we're live where you are. Call-in number is 1-855-660-4261. That's 1-855-660-4261. We'll also take calls on Skype if we've added you before. Can't do it live during the show. Long story, but you can go get added later for the next show if you want. So that's 1-855-660-4261. And I want to talk about TrueCrypt. Do you know what TrueCrypt is, Nikki?
No, it's an encryption system, yeah. I believe, like software.
Yeah, it's software. Yeah. It's I'm not going to say if I use it or not, but it's been around for 10 years. It's pretty solid. People have used it to encrypt things they don't want goons reading, or, you know, even for like corporate security. If you've got corporate, you know, secrets, work processes, you know, accounting, passwords, things you want kept safe because your money depends on it. You know, you can use TrueCrypt. You can send a TrueCrypted file. If the other person knows the password, they can get into it. WikiLeaks has used it. Glenn Greenwald and Edward Snowden use it. And it is secure because there's somebody sitting in a jail cell right now because a judge in another country ordered him to give up his password or go to jail, which they can do in other countries. They can't really do that here yet. But he refused and he's in jail. So apparently, and they never added extra charges. So apparently they never got into whatever that was. And this system's been around, TrueCrypt.org. Well, I mean, going there is kind of useless right now because a weird thing happened this year. I mean, this week. It looks like the people who made it kind of burned it, like said, you know, we're done with this. Don't use it. If you go to the website, it used to be a really high-tech, good-looking website. Now, all of a sudden, it looks like a 1996 AOL homepage and says, warning, TrueCrypt is not secure. And it says that you should instead use Microsoft BitLocker, which is, that's ridiculous. That's like saying, turn in your guns and use a slingshot instead. You know, you can't trust anything from Microsoft for security because they give private information to government agents without a warrant, which is ridiculous. So the Twittersphere and the Nerdosphere is all a buzz about what happened and why they why they did a burn notice on themselves, basically.
Yeah, this website looks pretty bad.
Yeah. Yeah, and they've got a tutorial on migrating from TrueCrypt to BitLocker. There's a bunch of theories out there, and the main one that seems to make sense to me is that they probably got some kind of secret subpoena from one of these dark courts that's run extrajudicially by the judicial system now, post 9/11, to where under national security they can send you a demand, and then they can ban you from mentioning that you were visited by the government. How Orwellian is that? How, like, secret police is that?
Yeah, totally.
Yeah, and this could be their response to that of, you know, it might still be secure, but maybe they were told, you know, don't support the program anymore. You cannot download the program anymore. You can only download an update that no longer encrypts, it just decrypts.
Yeah, I mean, a lot of these companies that are going under, especially in the encryption fields, it's almost like they're going GALT. It's like they know what's coming. They know they can't fight it. And they're just like, all right, I'm done. And they're going to move on to something else that is probably going to be decentralized. And it's going to be like open source code, which will be so much better than this software that can have all these back doors into it.
Yeah. Well, this was an interesting situation as far as open source or not, because they had a unique license that was open source in the sense, yes, you could look at and modify the source code, but you didn't have the right to make new programs from it. Mm. Which is, you know, you can still vet the code. I mean, the code is still out there, and there's people vetting it as we speak. We have our top men on that. Top men and women.
Worms.
Freedom Fiends with Michael Dean. This is what radio sounds like now.
You've read books, attended lectures, and you know the Constitution well enough to know it's a well-crafted blueprint to create an ever-increasing federal empire. But there's still one thing missing.
Buttons!
Freedom Fiends now has buttons. You'll get State Speech is Hate Speech, Guns and Weed, Buy Sheep for Sheep on Sheep, and two designs for the Freedom Fiends. Wear them with pride. Use them to start conversations with statists.
It's only $10 for 10 buttons, including shipping.
Go to freedomfiends.com and click on the link at the top that says Buttons.
Hey, there's some Squiskar Squig Elves from Death Clocks. And you are listening to the Freedom Fiends on the, you know, the radios. And I guess it says worms now. So there you go.
What does freedom mean? Tune in to LRN.FM to find out. LRN.FM is the Liberty Radio Network, a collection of live talk radio and podcasts, all coming from a principled pro-liberty perspective. LRN.FM show hosts aren't left, right, or conspiracy kooks. You can tune in 24/7 to LRN.FM via your phone, computer, satellite, and more. Listen free anytime at LRN.FM. That's LRN.FM.
Hey, Freedom Master.
Yes.
Worms. People have no idea what we're talking about. Worms is how we say word, which is a really, really, really out of date street slang for, yes, you speak the truth, my brother. You know, someone will say something, someone else will say word. You know, it's a friend of mine, David Immergluck from the band Counting Crows, who was in my band Slish, used to say worms back in the 90s because he thought it was funny. And he probably forgot all about that, but I still do it and all the fiends do it. And it's kind of our aloha. It's hello, goodbye, and you speak the truth.
Yep, totally. Love it.
Yep. So now moving away from the truth sphere for a while, let's talk about North Korea. They call them the Hermit Kingdom, which is kind of funny because I'm kind of a hermit. But I don't have a standing army, and I don't throw people in gulags for criticizing me, unlike North Korea.
Totally.
You want to read a little bit of this from policymike.com? North Korea just released a 13-point human rights abuse report
against the United States. And this is from May 3rd, by the way, so it is new. It says, in February, the United Nations released a detailed and comprehensive report on North Korea's human rights abuses and concluded that the atrocities being committed in the country were without any parallel in the contemporary world. But this is the Democratic People's Republic of Korea we're talking about here.
It's got the word democratic and republic in it.
Yeah, exactly. So it must be good for all the people. A country that references good government three times in its own name. Of course, North Korea wasn't at all pleased with the report. And for several weeks, the state media has been attacking and launching diatribes against the UN and the United States. So pretty much North Korea is complaining about, they want to distract the world from their own atrocities by talking about the United States. And the translation of these points are kind of funny. They're a little off.
Yeah.
But I can read some. So here are a few key points. Number one, under the Citizenship Act, racialism is getting more severe in the U.S. The gaps between the minorities and the whites are very wide, and the exercise of such rights to work and elect.
Huh. I don't know that there's any racial divide in voting anymore, if that's what they mean by elect. Go ahead.
Well, any sort of racial divide was created by the government anyway, so in my opinion.
The second one, they got some facts wrong, too.
The U.S. true colors as a kingdom of racial discrimination was fully revealed by last year's case that the Florida court gave a verdict of not guilty to a white policeman who shot to death an innocent black boy. Yeah, you're right.
It was not a policeman.
Wrong. And he wasn't. He's half white or something.
Yeah.
He's half Spanish.
Mexican. Hispanic. Did you say?
Hispanic. There's Latino and Hispanic, and I believe Hispanic is Central America and Latino refers to South American people. I could be wrong, though.
What are people from Spain called?
Spanish.
Okay. I can't keep up anymore. It's so complicated. And I don't see race.
Yeah, I don't either. And I'm
post-racial.
And I don't know. And the last time I heard someone like call someone a black boy was like, I don't know, from a movie from like 1942 or something.
I know. It sounds kind of racist what they're saying there. Shot an innocent black boy. Yeah, they're talking about the Trayvon Martin thing, which who knows what happened in that. I don't really have a pony in that fight, except that I don't want to outlaw guns because of it.
Yeah, exactly. When people ask me about that, I just say, I got really no opinion. It's tragic, but I wasn't there. You know,
it kind of feels like the culture today in America demands you have an opinion on everything and polarizes everything. And if you don't have an opinion, you're considered uninformed. But it's like, I wasn't there and there's no video. I don't know, man. I have no idea.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. All right, where are we? Number three.
I got a gun right here. Guns are good.
Are you stroking it right now?
Am I polishing my bayonets and cursing the government? No, man. I'm just looking at it. It's just like a little sleeping snake just waiting to be called to attention.
Oh,
that sounded phallic, too. I'm going to go back. Yeah. I like guns. I support guns. And put it this way. In North Korea, if you get caught with a bullet, let alone a gun, you face the firing squad. Jeez. And however, if you want to have guns, you can join their army there. They have, I think, the fourth largest standing army in the world, which is pretty amazing because they have a pretty small country, you know, population-wise.
Yeah, yeah. Well, all right, where are we? Number three. That's why 52% of the Americans have said that racism still exists in the country, while 46% contended that all sorts of discrimination would be everlasting.
Okay, these first three are kind of all the same thing. They're all saying there's a racial divide in America. That's easy for North Korea to say because there's only one race in North Korea.
Yeah, exactly. You know? They don't let anyone else in.
Yeah, yeah. You know, and we're making fun of North Korea because they're so tyrannical and they're the pot calling the kettle black here. But I look at all tyranny as just continuums on a timeline. I look at every politician in America as like the politicians, you know, who rule North Korea with an iron gun to everyone's head. It's just a matter of degrees. You know, it is said that you are specious if you bring up a comparison to Hitler to any current American politicians in any argument. Like, instantly people say that's a logical fallacy, you're wrong just because you used a comparison to Hitler. I think all politicians can be compared to Hitler except for Ron Paul, and he's no longer a politician because he's smart. All politicians can be compared to Hitler or Kim Jong-il or Kim Jong-un. It's just a matter of degrees. You know, it's just one continuum of tyranny.
Yeah, the History Channel just showed this series called The Fall of the Third Reich. I highly recommend it. It's really interesting, and it does kind of harken back to what you were saying about the politicians. It was really interesting.
You mean on the Hitler Channel?
Oh, yeah, the History Channel.
Well, they used to be. I used to call them the Hitler Channel because it seemed like every documentary was about Hitler. And then I think they got to a point where they realized there are, you know, we've made and shown 2,000 documentaries on Hitler, and they're all repeating the same footage and points. And they moved on to other stuff. Like, they started to do some kind of cool, you know, prepper survival reality TV show stuff. And I guess they just ran out of that, and now they're back to Hitler. So
yeah, well, this one was really good because it was also showing how eventually the German people became the victims of the Third Reich themselves. You know, a lot of people didn't know that, and they blamed all of Germany at that time.
Oh, yeah. I mean, people that weren't on Hitler's hit list, he was a horrible, horrible man. I'm not sticking up for him in any way. But what a lot of people don't know is that people who were not on his hit list, which was, you know, Jews, homosexuals, intellectuals, dissidents, a couple other religious groups. Who are the ones that knock on your door? The Watchtower
people. The Jehovah's
people.
Witnesses?
Yeah, I think the Jehovah's Witnesses were slaughtered, too. But yeah, anybody who wasn't on that list and was a good German and kept their head down and shut up, basically barely knew it was going on, you know, barely knew that people were being dragged off to camps. And you know, it's kind of like today, people, you know, the average American, if you say, you know, we're living in a police state, police murder people all the time, they get the wrong house, the war on drugs is immoral, they're going to take your guns away. You know, they're all taxation is theft. They look at you like you're crazy.
Yep.
You know, they're like, I'm not, this isn't tyranny. I'm not getting stopped by the police all the time. They're not kicking in my door. And, you know, there's that thing in, There was that thing that that pastor said in World War II. First, they came for the Catholics, you know, the mm-hmm. whatever. I did not, because that whole thing. And it's true. It's like, you know, I don't do drugs, but I still have to stick up. I still have to speak out when they kick in doors of people and murder them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I truly believe that it takes one incident for people to wake up, like a bad incident having to do with a family member or themselves.
And more, it's going to get to the point where everybody has a family member who's been oppressed by the government, you know, because they're going after everything. They're going after Bitcoin. They're raising taxes. They're going after pot. They're going after guns. I mean, pretty much everybody either knows or is someone who, you know, owns a gun or smokes pot or uses Bitcoin, or, you know, they also like take away people's land for all sorts of things. Eminent domain.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. And it's not just for the public good anymore, like for a hospital or a road or something like that. Sometimes they take away land for public domain to sell it to a, you know,
big
box store. Yeah. Cause they can make more on tax money from it.
Oh, yeah. That just happened in D.C. One of the council members was sentenced to 38 months in prison because he took a bribe so that he would give preferential treatment to a land developer.
Good.
Yeah.
Which is kind of bizarre. I mean, good. Good for him going to prison. He should.
Yeah.
But the thing is, if he hadn't taken the bribe and he'd just stolen somebody's property without taking the bribe, it'd be legal.
Yeah, you're right.
Yeah. It sounds like bizarro world. So let go down this list of North Korea calling America the kettle.
The U.S. is a living hell as elementary rights to existence are ruthlessly violated.
That is the pot calling the kettle black. That is like the blacker pot calling the kettle black, because,
well, they're just deflecting.
Yeah. You know? I'm not a bully. You are. No, you are. Yeah. No, you are. Yeah.
Well, North Korea is definitely a bigger bully than the United States, but yeah, you're right. They are both bullies.
Yep. Yep. And you know, when people say, well, the Constitution gives us rights to blah, 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 blah. The Constitution doesn't grant rights. It barely protects rights anymore. The only good part of the Constitution, the only good part is the Bill of Rights. When people say we got to get back to the Constitution, you should read the whole Constitution, because most of it is just setting up the fact that the government has the right to steal from you by taxes, does not put any limit on the taxes, and most of the rest of it is just administrative stuff of how the people are appointed and put in place and what their terms are and things like that.
Yeah, and it's like 200 years old.
Yeah,
also.
Yeah. Yeah. But North Korea has a constitution that guarantees free speech. And if you go into the public square with a bullhorn in North Korea, first of all, you wouldn't be able to own a bullhorn. It'd be almost impossible. Yeah. But second of all, you know, they'd shoot you. They'd take you and your family to a work camp and work you until you starve.
Which is terrible. But I will say, for North Korea, at least they don't send their people all over the world getting into other people's business.
That's true. That's true.
Yep.
It's hard to find anything good to say about North Korea.
Yeah.
They are the U.S. is second to number of incarcerated citizens per capita. North Korea is first. So we're number two. We're number two. We'll be back after this trip to the free market, which you don't have in North Korea. Worms.
You're listening to Freedom Fiends with Michael Dean and some of his weird friends. And yes, we're broadcasting this into space.
Shiny badges on your jacket. Shiny badges start a conversation with your neighbor or your doctor or your family or your school. Now there's teachers and lawyers and business executives, and they all wear shiny badges and they all reject the state. Shiny badges on your jacket. Shiny badges show the world that you reject coercion and aggression and oppression by the state. Shinybadges.com.
The Michigan Peace and Liberty Coalition is proud to announce the second annual Midwest Peace and Liberty Fest. It's at the Circle Pine Center just outside Kalamazoo, Friday, August 22nd through Monday, August 25th. There will be family and grown-up friendly activities, great conversation, presentations, and bacon. Lots of bacon. It doesn't matter if you're an OG libertarian, a newbie, or just anarcho-curious. Come on out and enjoy some voluntarism. For more information, go to miplc.org.
This is Michael Dean, the Iron Hamster. I'm talking to Nikki Darling, Freedom Master. Where'd you get that name, Freedom Master? I know, but the listeners might not.
The sixth season of House. I'm not going to tell you what it is about, but go watch it yourself.
Well, I could do, without really giving a spoiler alert, notice when you watch the two or three episodes with Freedom Master that they basically go point for point, plot point, through One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. And Freedom Master also is good because we are looked at as insane people, and Freedom Master was like in the mental hospital. So it's a perfect name for me.
Oh, we'll all be in the mental hospital eventually because, you know, I mean, the new DSM lists like objecting to authority as a symptom of mental illness, which is what the Soviets did. They made in the Soviet Union, a lot of people got thrown into gulags and prisons and mental hospitals for mental health issues. Basically, they said that if you didn't support the communist state, you were mentally ill.
Mm.
So speaking of tyrannies that we look to and say, hey, at least we're not as bad as them, North Korea. And when I don't say we for the United States, I can't co-sign everything they do. I can't speak collectively. So, and I can't really say they, because it makes it sound like something far away rather than something that surrounds me. So I'll just say the U.S. The U.S., people in the U.S. like to point, I like to point in North Korea and say, we're not that bad. I did it again. It's so hard. We as people are so ingrained to, you know, it's
collectivize.
Collectivize ourselves with the state and kind of, it's kind of the state's way of embedding with innocence, because they teach you from a very young age to say we when talking about your country. Every country does this. Every country teaches their citizens that their country is the best. They sing hymns to the state, to the religion of the state. They're willing to die for the religion of the state.
Oh,
and,
yeah.
You know, it's all just a big racket for people to not be able to work as much and steal from the labor of others. And it's they have a libido dominante, a need to oppress. That's why a lot of people become politicians. So let's read on with some of these points of North Korea's assessment of the U.S.
Okay, I believe we're at number four, and that is the U.S. is a living hell as elementary rights to existence are ruthlessly violated.
They are violated more so in North Korea. Fail, yeah. North Korea, fail.
Yeah, yeah.
But it's all just lines on a continuum, you know, points on a continuum.
Yeah, they're just deflecting. number five, at present, an average of 300,000 people a week are registered as unemployed, but any proper measure has not been taken.
Well, this is actually true, unlike a lot of these. And it's one of the few ones where North Korea can say they're better than the U.S. in a statistical sense, because there's no unemployment in North Korea because everyone works for the state. There's also very little private property. You can't own a drill in North Korea. You can't have tools without being authorized to use them. Most people there don't know the internet exists, let alone most of them don't have a computer. To have a cell phone, you need to getting a cell phone there is like getting a gun in Maryland. I mean, or carry permit. I mean, you have to show a need and apply and wait months and pay more money than most people have.
That's terrible. And I imagine in North Korea, the people who live out in the farmland, they don't work for the government, but they probably also die of starvation too. So,
well, they work for the government anyway. There's also no income tax in North Korea, which sounds like a libertarian paradise, but it's quite the opposite. It's basically there's no income. Everybody works for the government, and you are given back a very tiny allotment for food, and a lot of people are starving there.
Okay, so they get like rations. Okay,
yeah, but this statistic where the North Korea is saying the U.S. is bad because we have the U.S. has unemployment is basically a collectivist idea. It's saying it's the government's job to create jobs, which we don't believe, man. It's people's job to create jobs. And I'm just doing my job here on the Liberty Radios.
My gerbs.
Yep.
They're taking our gerbs.
I'm taking the jobs from other American talk show blowhards. We'll be back with more in hour two of the Freedom Fiends. This is Michael Dean from the Freedom Fiends. You know, without the Star Trek communicator, we wouldn't have cell phones or computers that fit in your pocket. Because envisioning the future is the first step to real groundbreaking changes in our lifetime. That's why I love Scott Beezer's webcomic, Quantum Vibe. Quantum Vibe has allowed me to more clearly envision LibPair, or Libertarian Paradise, and help me work toward it. Who'll build the roads? You and me. Who'll draw up the blueprints? Scott Beezer in Quantum Vibe at BigHeadPress.com. That's BigHeadPress.com.
Looking for some summer fun in Wyoming? A camping weekend with liberty-minded folks for a barbecue, tubing on a river, a live band, and some quality trigger time? Then join us in Guernsey from May 29th to June 1st for the 2014 Free State Wyoming Jamboree. Founded by author Kenneth Royce, Free State Wyoming encourages free trade, political liberty, and voluntary cooperation. Come bask in the laissez-faire Western culture of the Cowboy State. Bring your family to the Free State Wyoming Jamboree. For more details, visit freestatewyoming.org.
Freedom Master. That's Nikki Darling.
Word.
Worms. I'm Michael Dean, the Iron Hamster. It's hour two of the Freedom Fiends. We are a seven-day-a-week show. Actually, we're daytime on the weekends, and we're nighttime during the week. I never sleep. Maybe I sleep. I don't know. So we're talking about North Korea and what they think of the U.S. You want to start on item number eight on this list of the demands, not demands, but the complaints that North Korea has nailed to the door of America.
Sure. Number eight, all sorts of crimes rampant in the U.S. pose a serious threat to the people's rights to existence and their inviolable rights.
Yeah. Okay.
Sorry, I fumbled on that. Number nine, the U.S.
Well,
government.
Yeah. And basically, what North Korea can say there is no. In North Korea, North Korea's government has a monopoly on committing crimes against people and commit more of them. I'm not saying the U.S. is a great place to be. It used to be. It's getting worse. Although in some ways it's getting better. I think there's less freedom of some types and more freedom. I think the biggest difference is the internet. The fact that we can all talk to each other now, that the slaves have learned to read and are all speaking to each other and can comment. And government doesn't know what to do with that. In North Korea, they just kill you. But the American government is embarrassed by that pesky First Amendment and the long history of Americans speaking their mind. It hasn't always gone well. People have been thrown in prison for speaking out against the government. Some of the founding fathers threw people in prison shortly after the ink was dry on the Bill of Rights for speaking their mind. Was it Madison? No, not Madison. The one whose cousin was a brewer and a patriot.
John Adams.
Yeah, John Adams threw people in prison for criticizing people. Abe Lincoln threw people in prison for criticizing people.
Yeah, I think Andrew Jackson wasn't very cool either.
Yep. I think Thomas Jefferson did something like that, too. I'd have to look that up. Get our crack research team on that.
Besides the fun time he had with the slaves.
Yeah. Yeah, it's really weird that he's held up as a pinnacle of liberty when he owns people, you know?
Exactly.
I mean, he talked the talk, but he didn't really walk the walk. And the bizarre thing is, there's such a culture of worship of the saints of American history. You know, the founding fathers, the great men, that if you criticize them, some people's heads just explode. I'm sure there's somebody listening somewhere who's like, these people sound un-American. You know, yep. let's allay their fears a little bit here. We hate Obama. We don't want our guns taken away. We hate tyranny. We fear.
Don't like Bush.
Don't like Bush. Oh, wait. We had him liking us for a minute. Now they don't. Yeah, Bush was especially scary because he convinced conservatives that he was a good guy. And he did a lot of bad stuff, man. He's the reason there's drones and everything. A lot of the stuff Obama's doing, Bush was doing first and started.
Yep.
Yeah. Including raising taxes and chipping away at the protections of law that are supposed to exist with the Bill of Rights.
I will say I do like the Ben Franklin, because he was just kind of a weird inventor dude. I really liked him.
He wasn't a politician. That's why you like him.
Yeah.
Because he was never a politician. He was in the government. He was a signer of the Declaration of Independence, which was, I like, as those great documents go, I like the Declaration better than the Constitution. The Declaration is a Dear John letter to the king. It's a, we're done with you. We don't want to live under your tyranny. The Constitution is setting up a new kingdom. The Bill of Rights was put in at the last minute to get a couple states that didn't want to sign to sign. And, you know, they were like, oh, you don't need to put the right to free speech and the right to bear arms in writing. Everyone knows that's your right.
Yeah.
But they put it in. And, you know, again, anybody who says the Constitution, we got to get back to the Constitution. Go read that thing. Not the Bill of Rights, which are, you know, kind of the we'll throw you some bones of liberty on paper. Go read the whole Constitution. It's not that long. You can read it in an hour and a half. And you can read it quicker now, but you can read it and think about what everything says in about an hour and a half. It just basically sets up the federal tyranny we have now. It sets up the ability for, you know, people to steal whatever they want and do whatever they want without being checked in any way. And I guess the idea was, you know, people say, we're not a democracy, we're a republic. Well, so is North Korea. So is the USSR. So is Iran.
Yeah.
Iran has it in their name. The Islamic Republic of Iran. The USSR had it in their name. United Soviet Socialist Republics. A republic doesn't mean good. It just means instead of, you know, it basically means you're too stupid to vote, so you vote for people to do your voting for you.
Yeah, exactly.
Doesn't make sense. But, you know, there were supposed to be checks and balances of the system of it being a republic rather than a democracy. And that's all set up and enumerated in the Constitution. But it's dependent on great men, and there are no great men. And even if there were, there's always going to be some that aren't. And with time, the ones that aren't, the ones that just want to steal and murder, are going to bring in more of their kind. And that's where we're at now. So,
well, the Constitution is often ignored anyway. I mean, especially with the making of the NDAA. I mean, that pretty much that voids a lot of stuff in the Constitution right there. And all these sealed warrants and places being raided. I mean, there's no justice anymore.
If there ever was, I mean, if you think about the fact that with the Whiskey Rebellion, you know, founding father George Washington murdered a bunch of Revolutionary War vets who'd fought for the revolution, for the independence of America from England. He went and murdered them for not paying a tax that was higher than the tax the Revolutionary War was fought against, just like 12, 13 years after, you know, after the forming of America. And he was going after people who were distillers when he was a distiller. He was taking out the competition by murdering them and, you know, doing it under his rights of the Constitution.
Yeah, totally.
And I'm not saying get rid of the Constitution and replace it with something better. I'm saying, why do we need kings? Why, you know, we don't have a king anymore. We have a distributed king that's, you know, one president, you know, 635 representatives or 535 representatives. And then a bunch of wonks sitting in corner offices of three-letter government agencies writing and interpreting policy, basically creating law without going through the legal process of creating law in the United States.
Yeah.
It can't be fixed. What you have to do is quit putting faith in it. quit saying we got to get the right men in there. Talk about true freedom and true liberty rather than, you know, we need softer slavery. I mean, that's people say, what's your plan? I don't really have a plan. I don't have an agenda. I will say this. The plan is not to have another American Revolution. You can't shoot your way out of this. They'll drone you. They'll tap your phone. They'll know what you're doing. They'll murder you in your sleep. They'll plant cocaine in your car or your house when you're away and bust you. They'll do all sorts of horrible things to you. And even if you fought a revolution, revolutions always lead to another government the next day.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, Nima Vedati said it really well. Radicals become conservatives the day after the revolution.
Yeah. And seeing as the government has just turned into a big corporation anyway, I mean, why would you want the same thing again?
Yeah. Yeah. You know, liberals generally hate corporations and love the government. Conservatives generally hate the government and love corporations. Both of those things are destroying your life.
Yeah. And nobody realize, well, the liberals don't realize how the government is actually just a business. It's a corporation only. They have no product to sell you. They make no profit. You are the profit. You make the money for them.
Yeah. Yep. And corporations, business is good. Even pretty big business is good. But corporations only exist with governments. That's a government fiction.
Yeah.
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 It's basically a business that can do whatever it wants, and the people in charge can't face prison.
Yep, and then they get protected in the end and bailed out.
Yeah, with things like the Monsanto Protection Act that Obama just signed.
Don't get me started. But I did want to mention, there's a book I think I'm going to pick up and read. I'd heard about it on the School Sucks podcast, A Renegade History of the United States by Thaddeus Russell.
That's
Have you heard
one.
About it?
Yeah, it's a
yeah,
good one.
Yeah, definitely want to read that book. So.
Yep. So moving along on this, North Korea's thumbing its nose at America when it should be thumbing its nose at itself for the same things. Read some more of these, please.
Okay, we're at number 9. The U.S. government has monitored every movement of its citizens and foreigners with many cameras and tapping devices and even drones involved under the pretext of national security. Ding,
yep.
Ding, ding.
Ding, ding, ding. That's true. North Korea is just jealous because they don't have the money and technology to do it as well. It's a horrible thing. It's a horrible that we're being spied on. We, and I will say we, people in America are being spied on constantly. People in the world are being spied on constantly by the U.S., by this extrajudicial shadow government that can do things like, you know, not only break into your house for, like, under the Patriot Act, they can literally sneak into any house when you're not there and do a sneak and peek without a warrant.
Well, they're going to find some dogs who are just hanging out.
Oh, they'll shoot them. They'll shoot them. They shoot the dogs.
I hope not.
I don't want to say they shoot your dogs. I hope no one ever comes into your house and does that. But yeah, they can do that. They probably wouldn't shoot your dogs. That's more of a police drug raid kind of thing. The government spooks don't want you to know they've been there. That's the point.
Yeah.
But if you do figure out they've been there, they can give you legal papers that say you can't tell anybody.
Yeah, that's true. And, you know, a lot of people will do FOIA requests on themselves, especially within the movement, and they get these very vague responses like, we cannot give you this information at this time because of blah, 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 blah. And that's exactly what they do. They don't have to follow their own rules.
Yeah, I also think that, I mean, I'm not saying people should not file FOIA requests, but I think filing one probably creates a folder of you if you never had one, you know?
Yep.
We'll be back with more on the solution rather than the problem when we get back on the Freedom Fiends, the Freedom Master, and the Iron Hamster.
You and the hamster in your brain are listening to Freedom Fiends with Michael Dean and his weird friends. Creamy Radio Audio. Want caviar sound on a cat food budget? Creamy Radio Audio by the Freedom Fiends has great free tips so you can sound like a pro without spending like one. The most powerful form of human communication is one person speaking to another. But if people have to suffer through your sound, they'll change the channel and miss your message. With articles on microphones, preamps, recorders, mastering, recording remotely over the internet,
Doing a podcast, even getting a show on actual radio, the Freedom Fiends show you what they use and where to get it. Whether you're a talk show host, voiceover artist, podcaster, evangelist, or just want to record your loved ones for the ages, at Creamy Radio Audio, the Freedom Fiends will help you make the most of your sound. Creamy Radio Audio will help you speak to the world with sound that will make people want to keep listening. Check out creamyradioaudio.com. That's creamyradioaudio.com.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Michael
Wake
Dean.
Wake up!
Michael Dean, no relation to that socialist skunk Howard Dean. I hope.
Socialist skunk.
Yeah, that skunk. His feet stink. He's a socialist. But, you know, most politicians are socialists. And that's another thing that if you point that out about a Republican, Republicans' heads will explode. I used to be I'm a Republican, technically. I'm a registered Republican. I was registered for the Ron Paul Revolution.
Yeah, I did that too. I changed to Republican. But recently I tried to unregister.
Yeah.
And they wouldn't let me, so I ended up just registering as independent.
Well, that's kind of interesting because I was registered Ron Paul Republican until I realized the Republicans were trying to make sure Ron Paul couldn't win and no one like him ever would again.
Yep.
And in Wyoming, this may be the only state like this, because I just stopped, I think after 5 years, getting like voter registration stuff from California, like forwarded, like they stalked me. The state of California found my address and sends me like voter pamphlets of here are the issues on the next election. Yeah. They tried to send me, they make it really hard to transfer your car title out of that state. It's really easy in Wyoming. And, you know, it's basically softer slavery here. And that's why we're here in Wyoming. But if you don't vote in Wyoming for for 2 years, you know, every 2 years they have some kind of election. If you don't vote here, you get a postcard that says, "We noticed you didn't vote. You have to fill out this card and send it in, or we're taking you off as a registered whatever."
Cool.
It's kind of cool. Yeah. You have to opt in to continue being a voter. So I want to interject before we go back to North Korea calling the kettle black, calling America, you know, horrible, or calling America tyrannical and actually being right about it, but, you know, not admitting that they are more tyrannical. I want to talk about solutions a little bit. I really believe it's very important to be talking about these things. It's not the final absolute thing that's going to bring you to liberty. I know it's not shooting your way out. That's not going to do it. Everybody's stroking their guns and saying, if they cross this line, I'm going to start shooting. You know what? They cross that line every day. They may not have crossed it on you, but they cross it on your neighbors all day, every day. And if you really believed in liberty and really believed that was the answer, I'm not going to say you'd start shooting then, but you'd start shooting then, because they've been violating the Constitution. The government has, since the ink wasn't even dry. And it's gotten really bad lately. They're spying on you all the time. They're kicking in your neighbor's doors for having plants. They're murdering old ladies. Think about this. They're molesting your grandmother in the airport. You know, would you put up with that from a citizen? If some citizen walked up to your grandmother and started molesting her, you know, what would you do?
Well, a lot of people just go along to get along and they take it. And that's the problem.
Yeah. And by not taking it, I'm not saying shoot the bastards. You know, there's something Claire Wolf said about 15 years ago. My friend Claire Wolf said, we're at an awkward time in America. It's too late to change things by voting and too early to start shooting the bastards.
And yeah, I'm not about the violent revolution, more of the intellectual revolution.
Yeah. And Claire Wolf has recently, you know, if that's what you said 15 years ago, you'd probably say, well, it's time to start shooting the bastards now. But Claire Wolf and I agree that that's not an answer. I think she's kind of had a change of heart on it, or maybe she was just speaking macho libertarian flash or macho prepper flash back then, because it really is a quotable. I mean, people have bumper stickers and T-shirts of that. But yeah, she has recently said, you know, it's not, you know, violent revolution is not the way to go. And I agree. Here's the thing. What you can do today to start making a difference is verbally not taking it. And that doesn't just mean standing up to cops. That doesn't mean just standing up to politicians. It does not mean writing a letter to politicians. They'll just throw it away and send you a form letter. It means talking among your neighbors and friends and family and pointing out the tyranny and learning more about the tyranny and not getting caught up in the tyranny to where you're worried about it all the time. That's the main thing, and that's what's different about the Freedom Fiends. We laugh at these SOBs. We make fun of them. And, you know, before slavery ended, people had to say slavery's bad. That was the start. And Lincoln didn't end slavery. The people ended slavery. It was ending anyway. But it wouldn't have ended if people hadn't said, this is bad. And that's where you can start, is just by not taking it verbally.
You're listening to Freedom Fiends with Michael Dean and his weird friends, tasing you with liberty since 2011. Learn more at freedomfiends.com.
Love the Fiends and want to help out? We do take donations and we put them back into our Liberty Projects. You can make a donation by clicking on the spinning coin on any post. But what if you want to help, but you ain't got no cash? Or you made a donation and you want to help more? Here's how you can help. Download and seed our torrents to help keep us drone-proof. There's a Torrent Club link at the top of freedomfiends.com. You can also blog the Fiends and share episode links on Facebook, Twitter, and elsewhere. You can rate and review our movies on Amazon and IMDb. You can rate and review the Freedom Fiends and our songs on iTunes. That really helps a lot. You can buy our movies and share them with friends or give them out as gifts. And one of the best ways to spread liberty is to buy a bunch of Freedom Fiends buttons and give them out as gifts. Wholesale prices are available, and you can also comment on our site, or better yet, comment about us on other sites. And please email the site link to all your friends. Thanks for helping spread the Fiends message worldwide to as many liberty people as you can, especially to those who don't yet get it. You rock.
This is Michael Dean from the Freedom Fiends. I've been on the World Wide Web since its inception in 1994. I've tried dozens of web providers in that time. The only one that hasn't broken my heart is HostGator. HostGator has unlimited server space, unlimited throughput, and a guaranteed uptime of better than 99.9% for only $150 a year. You can pay a little less elsewhere, but you'll pull out your hair dealing with anyone else. HostGator has great service and unlimited tech support, only a phone call away, 24/7, 365. HostGator is where pros like the Fiends host, because we know how to do it right. Go to freedomfiends.com and click on the HostGator affiliate link on the right sidebar to sign up today.
Is Michael Dean, the Iron Hamster, and we're talking with Nikki Darling, aka Freedom Master, our head North Korea correspondent. She is uniquely qualified to do that because she lives in the shadow of Mordor on the Potomac, which is Washington, D.C. She lives in the People's Republic of Maryland, which, you know, what's kind of weird when people say California has the most draconian gun laws in America. You know what? Maryland's are worse. I lived in California. I was a gun owner in California. And you, Maryland, are no California. Y'all are worse.
Yeah. I'm not a gun owner at all because I just don't want to deal with it, the paperwork and everything.
Yeah. Yeah, the paperwork here in Wyoming for buying a gun is you lay the paper with the dead presidents on it down on the counter and buy the gun and walk out with it.
Yeah, that sounds like New Hampshire, too.
And yeah, but unlike New Hampshire, here you can actually load it and stick it in your pocket without a permit and walk around with it.
Oh, okay.
And violent crime is pretty low here. Generally, the violent crime here is people who know each other. There's very little home invasions, or there's almost no muggings on the street here. You know, like,
yeah, exactly. I say that to my family all the time. I'm like, in New Hampshire, you never know who has a gun, so everybody's just really nice to each other.
There's a really common bumper sticker in Wyoming. It's, "Welcome to Wyoming. Consider everyone armed."
Nice. Yeah, exactly. And the crime does go down.
Yep, yep. So if you want to help the Freedom Fiends, you can do so without spending a post-1964 dime by becoming one of our torrent archiving sharers. And you can go to the freedomfiends.com site and click on the link that says Torrent Club. It's over on the right. It has a little halo over the torrent symbol. Because you are angelic in my eyes if you torrent the Freedom Fiends to help keep us drone-proof. And you will be helping keep us drone-proof. It's all explained on there. It's not very technical. You can set it up and use your computer, or a spare computer is what I use. When you're not using it, you can set it up to have a scheduler to not torrent and use some of your internet pipes. So maybe it only works while you're asleep, or maybe it only works while you're at work. And it's a good thing to do. And you get every Freedom Fiends episode. And once a week, you get an archive of all the new ones. You get all the old ones, too. And you get all the movies I've made, and a lot of videos, a lot of songs that Nima and I did. And, oh, there's a fly, and my cat's going after it. I got to move sodas so they don't get knocked over. Wasn't your dog doing something like that a few minutes ago?
Yep. Mm-hmm.
And one of the other things in the Freedom Fiends archive is the Right Arm of Wyoming album. And that's my one-man band. And you just heard some of that music there coming into from this break. And it's a little toe-tapping number called "Would You Tar and Feather a Tax Collector?" Which, no, I wouldn't. But, you know, it's a question. It's not a command. So, speaking of tyrannical governments, Freedom Master, read more on this list of the Jacques letter from North Korea to America.
Well, we're at number 10, which is, meanwhile, bills on easing arms control were adopted in various states of the country, boosting murderous crimes. As a result, the U.S. has witnessed an increasing number of gun-related crimes in all parts of the country and even its military bases this year. In this regard, the United Nations on April 10th put the U.S. on the top of the world's list of homicide rates. And I looked that up. And it turns out, well, according to CNN, that actually on April 11th, Honduras became number one.
We're number one. Yeah, the U.S. is, I think North Korea is just jealous because they want a monopoly on murdering citizens.
Ugh.
They do.
It's so terrible.
Yeah, they, so go on. This is kind of interesting. I was going to say something about their prisoners, but read number 11.
The U.S. also has 2.2 million of prisoners at present, the highest number in the world. For lack of prisons on the part of the government, individuals are providing detention facilities to make money.
That second part's true about the all of that is true, except possibly the highest number in the world. There is a lot of well-documented conjecture. Boy, what a phrase that is. Well-documented conjecture that North Korea has is number one. Has the highest rate of incarceration, probably because, you know, they probably get away with saying this about the U.S. in their minds because, first of all, this is government propaganda, and state speech is hate speech in any country.
Yep.
And the other thing is they don't document, you know, they're not going to release actual hard numbers of how many people they have in prison. And thirdly, they probably can. There's a lot of people who are in work camps there that are probably not technically counted as being in prison in their country. And
people who disappear.
Yeah. I wanted to interject something off topic here about hate speech. State speech is hate speech. We have buttons that say that. We have Freedom Fiends buttons. There's five or six designs. You can get them. It's six buttons for $10, and it now includes the movie Guns and Weed, The Road to Freedom, and a data DVD of a bunch of Freedom Fiends episodes. You can get that on the Freedom Fiends site if you click on the link at the top that says buttons. Here's the thing. Cop Block recently gave away a Freedom Fiends button, and I thank them for that. CopBlock.org, they do good work. They report police brutality so it doesn't go unreported, and they encourage people to film the police, which is good. They gave away a Freedom Fiends button. They said, yeah, Freedom Fiends make these buttons. State speech is hate speech. They had a contest and gave it away, and there were like 300 shares and 75 comments on Facebook. Several of the comments were from some newly minted libertarian saying, You shouldn't use the word hate speech. It's not a real thing. It's a government invented term. You shouldn't enforce the government by saying things like hate speech. And I'm like, have a friggin' sense of humor, dude.
Yeah, totally. But I mean, I get where he's coming from, but yeah.
Yeah. It's
so unfunny.
Yeah, there's a lot of newly minted libertarians. And this is a quality problem, I think, that there's so many newly minted libertarians right now that you're going to have the same problems you had in general. You have in general society. You're going to have people that fight with each other. You're going to have people that disagree on who's the true libertarians. You're going to have people disagreeing on different flavors of libertarianism.
Yep.
And you're going to have people that just don't have a sense of humor. And, you know, I deal with this all the time. I get emails from people like this, and it's kind of like, it kind of reminds me of what like a college professor must deal with, you know, having new freshmen every year. Like every semester, he's going to have people who are out on their own for the first time, finally free, and want to tell you how it is without really understanding the background, or just don't have a sense of humor.
Yeah, exactly. I still don't understand the difference between thick and thin libertarianism, nor do I care, really.
Thin libertarians only worry about the non-aggression principle. It's basically, if you abide by the non-aggression principle, if you preach the non-aggression principle, if you are trying to get society towards the non-aggression principle, you're a good guy. That's a thin libertarian. I am. Most of the people on the Fiends are. I'm assuming you are.
Yeah, definitely.
Thick libertarian also believes in that, but also has a bunch of other, like, unshakable agendas. Like, we must fight racism. We must fight sexism. You know, I kind of feel like I don't have any friends that are racist. I wouldn't have any friends that are racist.
Yeah.
I wouldn't have any friends that are mean to women, although I think a lot of people probably would think I'm sexist from some of the things I've said about women. Or just kind of that I used to be a player. I mean, God, can I say it? Can I say I've slept with 175 women and I used to keep count?
Yeah, you can. Okay. Totally.
I mean, a lot of people would say that's sexist to have done that or to have kept track. But, you know, I did. And then I got married and I've been married for 8 years. I love my wife. I'm true to my wife. I'm a good husband, which is kind of bizarre for someone who used to be a player like that.
Yeah. And it was all voluntary anyway.
Oh, yeah. It was.
Who cares?
I was in a hot rock band on tour, man. It was I was fighting them off with a scarf trying to keep him away.
Yeah,
I was like catnip back then.
I mean, right now the big thing in the liberty movement is polyamory.
Yeah,
you know what that is, right? And I'm not into that, but you know what, have at it. If that's your thing, go right ahead. I don't care.
Yeah, you know, the thing about polyamory and nudism also is generally people who are into it aren't the people you want to see naked.
Well, I just will look at their face and not look down. That's all. But
yeah.
I wouldn't want to see myself outside naked either. So,
is there any nudism at Porkfest? Can we look forward to that?
There was a lady with pasties 1 year, but I think, and a guy wearing just like a little Tarzan thing around him. But I believe people try to be respectful because there are children there.
Yeah.
So that's cool. I wouldn't mind if people were naked, but, you know, there might be some parents who are like, no.
So thick libertarianism, the other thing is they often have the agenda of like some sort of wealth redistribution without the government. Like, if you're thick libertarian, you generally have one of the main agendas is we need to deal with they're kind of collective too. A lot of them sound kind of collective to me. They're like, we need to deal with the problem of income inequality. And I really believe that if the non-aggression principle were the norm instead of the exception in this world of the government, where every government exists by the aggression principle, which is what I call, which is what I call the opposite of the non-aggression principle. It's what governments exist under. Is the aggression principle. I believe that if the non-aggression principle becomes more the norm, if more people talk about it, deal with it, argue about it, you know, that's part of like forging a new society is getting in disagreements. It's a good thing to me because it means that liberty is big enough that it can survive people beefing with each other without going away. It's not like the tiny lifeboat it was 10 years ago where we all had to get along because we'd sink if we didn't. And I don't like people that are mean, but I just avoid them. I don't think that, you know, I kind of think the market will decide, you know, if the mean.
Yeah, it's freedom of association, which in turn the liberals do not want us to have, because if you have freedom of association and you hang out with who you want to hang out with, oh, you're racist or you're this or you're that. But with the non-aggression principle and without the government, none of that would exist. You know, none of these terms, none of this inequality stuff. It's ridiculous.
Yeah. So that's a thick libertarian. They kind of remind me of ANCOMs, of anarcho-communists, you know, of leftist anarchists, because leftist anarchists don't just have the goal of getting rid of the state. Like, you can't really be, in my experience, I've been around a lot of ANCOMs because I toured with my film DIY or Die in Europe, and I toured with my band Bomb in Europe, and played a lot of ANCOM squats. And slept with these, you know, not, well, maybe slept with some of them, but slept around a lot of them and was around a lot of them and heard their thing and heard all their raps and all their raps. And basically, you can't be a good ANCOM by just hating the state. You have to also be adamantly opposed to sexism. You have to be adamantly feminist. You have to be adamantly into animal rights. You have to be a vegan. And a lot of them are anti-self-defense. They're anti-gun. Not all of them. There's actually some ANCOMs from Richmond, Virginia who are coming to Porkfest who are gun people.
Hmm.
They're called the Wingnut Something Collective.
Ah, okay.
And one of them speaking at Porkfest. I'll go listen to that.
Yeah.
We'll be back with more on Freedom Fiends.
You're listening to Freedom Fiends. Go to freedomfiends.com to help keep it drone-proof.
When you shop online, please do it through the Freedom Fiends Amazon link over on the right side of freedomfiends.com. It won't cost you any extra, and the fiends will get a little taste from Amazon, and Amazon will save you the danger of drive-by stabbings at your local mall. Amazon sells pretty much everything you can buy on this earth, except for guns and weed. But they do sell the DVD Guns and Weed, The Road to Freedom. So get that for your gun-hating stoner brother or neocon gun nut dad. They'll thank you for it. That's freedomfiends.com. Freedom, Foxtrot, Echo, Echo, November, Sierra.com.
This is the Central Scrutinizer. I steal your labor by force through taxation.
My job is to spy on you and keep you from hearing things like the Freedom Fiends. I especially do not want you to torrent
Freedom Fiends episodes to keep them drone-proof. Do not go to freedomfiends.com and click on the torrent link and learn how to torrent Fiends archives. Do not go to freedomfiends.com and click on the torrent link and learn how to torrent Fiends archives. Do not go to freedomfiends.com and click on the torrent link and learn how to torrent Fiends archives.
This is Michael Dean, Freedom Fiend. Last segment of the show. We got a very special treat. Nikki Darlin had to run away because she had to go back to, she's on the work release program from the FEMA camp, and she had to go back to building the roads for the government in the statist reindoctrination camps. Nah, I'm kidding. What actually happened is we got someone calling in here on Skype. We got on one end, we got Lusander Fien. Are you there, Lusander?
Yes, I am. The aluminum titanium alloy meerkat.
That's you. And I am the iron hamster. And we don't have a nickname yet for the other cat on here, but we got James. What is your full name, James?
James Weeks the second.
Cool. Can you speak up a little bit? James is calling as a reporter on the scene. What is the event you're calling in from? You got to use Lou's radio-friendly term for it.
Well, it's the this is Feinsteining Bullshumer Rally.
Yeah, that's not the actual name, but that's as radio-friendly as we can get. It is a... It's not a pro-cussing rally, but it's an anti-cussing rally. Give me the backstory on this.
Well, what happened is there was a teenager hanging out in the park right here, an unowned park.
What state and what city?
It's Brighton, Michigan. So it's in Brighton, Michigan. They have this unowned piece of land that the state claims is their park. So he's hanging out at this park, and a thug with a shiny badge and funny costume comes up.
You mean a cop?
And... yes, comes up and says, you all have to leave. So the teenager in question, he's a 19-year-old teenager, Colin Anderson, he stands up to the authority of the thug with a shiny badge and funny costume. And the this thug decides to throw a ticket at him for disorderly conduct because he happened to, as he's complying with this unlawful order that this thug gave him, he's complying with the order, and he whispers under his breath, this is Feinsteining Bullshumer.
Yeah.
And So the police officer throws a disorderly conduct in a parking lot charge at him, which has to do with creating a hazard for yourself and other users of the parking lot. Which how saying some words,
some appropriate is words, creating a hazard. It's appropriate, right? Words, because it is fine sounding bull Schumer that cop came up and did that in an unowned parking lot where nobody's there for skateboarding. Right. Yeah.
Exactly. So he's, so now he's slapped with this $200 fine. And we held a rally today trying to bring this attention to the public and demonstrate that this was indeed an injustice. We got a lot of support, a lot of naysayers. The funny thing about the naysayers is they kept driving by, yelling Feinstein you at us, which
so they were swearing at you for your right to swear, for you, yes, for you stressing your right to swear.
Exactly. So it was a little bit, it was kind of funny. The opposition to the rally was quite hilarious.
Well, people who love the state, people who love tyranny, people who love their costumed goons and ghouls kicking in doors or doing anything. I mean, some could say, well, this isn't much, or, you know, you should just pay the fine and take care of it. But, you know, it's all a slippery slope. And if they can tell you what to do on private land that they say is public land now, eventually they can tell you what you can do on your own private property and in your own home. And it's a slippery slope. So how did this party go? Was it a party atmosphere?
It was, I mean, it was a very nice atmosphere. We just, you know, hung out with signs, had some speeches. I gave a speech because I am the Libertarian Party candidate for U.S. Congress, which is why the media gave so much attention to this rally, is because, you know, this political candidate, he's holding a pro-swearing rally, you know. anti-swearing rally.
Did the kid show up? Did the kid show up who'd been fined?
The kid did show up. He gave an excellent speech about why this was an injustice. It's amazing to see the young people standing up for what's right. Yep. I was amazed by
I'm that. Happy to hear it. You got a website, James?
Yeah, you can find me on the web at jamesweeksthesecond.com.
All right. Thank you for your service, sir, and good luck. Worms.
Worms.
This has been Freedom Fiends, and we'll be back tomorrow. Same bat channel, same bat time. Or go to freedomfiends.com for more. Thank you, and have a wonderful afternoon.
See you next Saturday.